Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Get more out of life. Come often and bring your family to our drive-in theater.
All right, it's Dave Player for Steve Cochran on this July 4th morning here on 720 WGN. As we talk retro summer entertainment in Chicago, the drive-in theater celebrates its 86th anniversary. Back in 1933, Richard Hollingshead opened the Camden Drive-In, the first official drive-in theater in June of that year. He tested the concept in his driveway using an old projector. And that same year, Park-In Theaters was established as a company, paving the way for an exciting new medium. Now, the McHenry Outdoor Theater was originally called the Sky Skyline Drive-In, which was constructed in 1939, just before the big boom for outdoor theaters after World War II. The McHenry is the last drive-in theater in Chicagoland, and it is thriving under the president of Golden Age Cinemas, which is Scott Dean. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. We were there last weekend, and I got to tell you, the family had a blast. When people say, when I say, what are you doing this weekend? And I say, hey, I'm going to go head to the drive-in. They're like, what?
I know.
It is such a great time.
Yeah, it is. And it's sadly, it does, when you say that's what you're doing, it's such a foreign, you know, idea, I guess, because it's hard to find one these days.
Yeah. So we were watching Toy Story 4. You guys do two first-run movies every single weekend. What are you charging for people to get in?
Yeah, for a double feature, it's $12 for adults, $6 for kids. Or if you've got a big family and you want to keep things affordable, we offer $12 a carload on Tuesday.
Which is amazing and a great price for two brand new movies. First of all, tell us a little bit of history about the drive-in, because it's been around a long time up in McHenry.
It has. From everything we can gather, it was built in the late 40s, early 50s, like you had said, under the name the Skyline Theater. There's some really interesting things. Every year I learn something new about this place, but before it was a theater, you know what it was?
What was that?
It was literally underground gambling. You would walk through a cornfield, and our concession stand is kind of subterranean. You go down a ramp, and you go in there, and you can still see like where the craps tables were set up.
Really?
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Wow. And when did you get involved in all this?
Boy, I've been at least an employee there or doing something there since the year 2000.
Okay. All right. Now, one of the most important things to me, especially about your drive-in, is the vintage commercials that you play. It's important. It's kind of like part of the whole experience. You're getting two brand new first run movies. You're watching, some new previews and so forth. But, the two experiences that I enjoy the most is watching those commercials, especially during the intermission, for the snack bar and so forth. And then, of course, the snack bar itself, because it's just such a big part of this whole thing. Now, that continues even though you went digital, because it was a few years ago that all movies had to go digital, and that was a big investment for you to get that projector, but you won a contest.
Yeah, we entered a contest. It was sponsored by Honda, called Project Drive-In, and for basically about a month, you could just log on and vote for any theater you wanted to receive this digital equipment, which, as you pointed out, was necessary to continue. They quit making films, so that was a tough nut to crack, but we figured it out, and yeah, we're still using that equipment, and it, what a difference in picture. It's gorgeous.
It is absolutely beautiful, and it's amazing to me that you do that. And there's different sound options, too, for folks. I mean, you're not using the old retro speakers anymore, but there's several ways you can do this, right, Scott?
There is, yeah. We do rent out radios, some nice radios in our concession stand. I keep a helpful hints and tips page going on our website, and I encourage people, if you don't want to drain your car battery listening to the radio, the FM broadcast, bring your own radio and just tune in that way, maybe set up some lawn chairs out front, and I think that's the way to do it.
part of the experience of the thing is getting there a little bit early because you want to obviously get a good spot. But there's always people playing. You've got a kind of like a little park area in front of the screen. But my kids always bring frisbees, footballs, and no, I mean that's part of the thing. And you end up meeting a lot of different people because your audience and the people coming there, it's really from every walk of life.
It is, and I always thought of the drive-in as it's like the opportunity to celebrate summer. So it's not just watching two movies under the stars, which in its own is great, but get there early, you know, bring a watermelon, play some catch, you know, live it up, because before you know it, we're going to be shoveling some snow.
That's right, that's right. Where did you go as a kid for the drive-in?
Oh, well, I went to that drive-in. Actually, one of my earliest memories was going to the McHenry outdoor theater.
Yeah.
And I mean, I even remember the movies we saw. We saw Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Star Trek III.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my earliest and best memories are from that location.
Flashback to August 76. I was a kid at the old Twin Drive-In in Wheeling. I think we also went to the Harlem Irving one as well. But I can vividly recall, you know, my dad had a Ford Gran Torino station wagon, and we would pull in the lot. And, you know, we would bring our rafts from our cottage up in Wisconsin and blow those things up and throw it in the back of the car and the classic snack shop and all that other good stuff. But the Twin, I remember, you know, going there in the 80s, and I think there was I was looking to see what this movie was. It was The Breakfast Club that I saw in 84, and I think I might have and I don't suggest this, of course, but I think I ended up getting through the admission in the trunk back in high school. We did that, right? And it was The Breakfast Club, but then they would always pair it with some goofy movie on the back end, and it was a horror flick called like Horror Express from 1974. It was a good Sven Gulli movie that they had in there. But that's part of the whole thing too, and the snack bar as well. Talk about the snack bar and what you offer there too.
Yeah, we try to offer up typical summer fare, but I mean, because you are allowed to bring your own food to the theater, but we encourage people to patronize the snack bar, because that really is what helps. Yeah, it pays the bills. And so I try to offer things that are hard to bring in, that would be difficult to bring in. So we have things like Guinness beer brats and Italian sausage, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, ice cream, popcorn, obviously, tons of different kinds of candy. And we're always adding something new each year. You know, we got chili cheese dogs this year, which are my new favorite. And you just try to keep it interesting, keep it as affordable as you can, and keep it different. And sure, the people seem to respond to that.
Now, what movies are playing tonight and for the weekend, Scott?
Ooh, I like what we have now and through the weekend. So we got the new Spider-Man Far From Home, that plays today, followed by Toy Story 4. And starting tomorrow through Thursday, July 11th, we will have Spider-Man Far From Home, followed by the new Men in Black.
Oh, look at that. Man, that's great. And it starts at dusk. So, I mean, you want to get there, you know, 7:30-ish to have a little something to eat and hang out and whatever. But, you know, it's really starting about 9 o'clock in the evening. And where can people find some more information on the drive-in? Is it goldenagecinemas.com?
Yeah, go to goldenagecinemas.com, or I'm really active on our Facebook page, which is McHenry Outdoor Theater-Golden Age Cinemas. I keep everything pretty updated on there as well.
I love that. That's fantastic. And then you've got a family four-pack to give away as well, which is really wonderful to do that. So what we'll do is we'll take the seventh caller on this one as well. It's a four-pack. If you haven't been to the drive-in in years, I'm telling you, folks, take your kids, take your grandkids. It is a phenomenal experience. Four tickets to the drive-in. We'll take the seventh caller, 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. I have one texter asking at 773, can you bring your dog?
Oh, we encourage it. Yeah. We get tons of pets. As a matter of fact, you know what we had last week while you were there? Actually, the same night you were there.
What was that?
So next to the concession stand was a car, and it was a woman there holding a leash with her dog. and she's holding another leash with a domesticated duck. So, yeah, bring your dogs, bring your ducks. We've got a place for everybody.
Okay, we'll do that, too. And, of course, that's, again, the McHenry Drive-In, and we'll take the seventh caller, 312-981-7200. Scott, always a pleasure, and as you always say, we'll see you at the drive-in.
You got it. So good to talk to you, Dave.
All right, happy 4th to you.
You, too.